Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
New court documents in the South Hadley teen bullying case describe vicious alleged taunting of 15-year-old Phoebe Prince. Prosecutors say the bullying of Prince by her classmates led her to commit suicide in January. In the documents, the prosecutors allege that other teens taunted Prince in school, in town, and online, calling her names, telling her to kill herself, and throwing things at her. The documents say Prince told school officials she was afraid, and they sent her back to class. This case has drawn attention from around the world. Google the name Phoebe Prince, and you get some 6 million results. All of that attention has created some strong emotions among teachers, parents, school officials, and students in South Hadley, where we visited this week. At an ice cream shop near the high school, on the day some of their classmates were being arraigned on bullying charges, 17-year-old seniors Lindsay Rivers and Eric Lubriel, who knew Prince, described how she was tormented.
I saw it in the hallways, but I tried not to see it, which is bad, I'll admit that, but I saw it, and I thought it was just, normal bullying, so I didn't think it was bad, so that's why I tried to, knock it off, not see it.
When does it cross the line? When is it not normal bullying anymore, and when is it dangerous bullying?
When you go tell a girl to go kill herself and you're throwing drinks at her and stuff, I think that's when you're going to the farthest extent for me.
And before all the Facebook and MySpace, it was if you got into a confrontation at school, it ended there. But now with all the networking stuff, it never ends.
Lubriel and Rivers say modern technology helped escalate an old-fashioned high school drama. Phoebe Prince, the new girl who just moved to South Hadley from Ireland, dated a star football player who is now charged with statutory rape.
He's really good academically and in sports.
And he was the one who dated Phoebe, is that right?
Yes.
And then his girlfriend was the one who got angry about it.
If you could say angry is a word. There was just a feud. There you go. That's the polite version of saying it. There was just a feud between them.
But do you think that the school knew, if you saw it, why didn't the teacher see it?
Because I think they didn't know how bad it was.
Maybe they didn't know they were calling her an Irish whore or an Irish slut or threatening her, why don't you go do this, why don't you go do that?
School officials say they didn't know the extent of the bullying, but some parents say they should have.
The bullies were running the school.
Parent Darby O'Brien says school leadership should resign.
If one of your kids came over to my house tonight and he had a couple of beers and he drove down the street and he got hurt or killed, I'm responsible. So what's the difference? I mean, you send a kid to school and you expect that that kid is going to be safe. These kids aren't safe with those guys at the helm.
O'Brien wonders if anyone is safe. He says he received threatening letters after he called for officials to resign. At South Hadley High, there's now a police cruiser parked out front every day. Many teachers refuse to comment for this story, but former South Hadley Teacher Union President Susan Tyler says teachers are being targeted as well.
They're getting threatening emails. They're getting voicemails. They have, I know for a fact that they have different people helping out. Screening calls in the office because the secretaries have been just inundated with hateful calls from all over the country. The irony is that the people that seem most concerned about bullying are using that same very technique to go back and attack the people that they think should have prevented it from occurring.
But students Lindsay Rivers and Eric Lubriel say the South Hadley High School community has come together since Prince's suicide. Rivers says perhaps there's a lesson for students and adults.
Maybe Phoebe did come on this earth to prove everyone that people don't need to be mean. Maybe she was here to prove to us, hey, guys, shape up, don't be the way you are, you need to change.
One change might be the town-wide code of ethics that's been proposed by the newly formed anti-bullying task force. On the state level, anti-bullying legislation is pending on Beacon Hill.